Brett Banfi isn't talking. The 19-year-old college freshman is halfway to achieving his goal of remaining silent for an entire year. His year's vow of silence began last August. Mr. Banfi bet a friend that for a tidy sum he could keep his yap shut between September 1, 2000 and September 1, 2001. Brett Banfi joins us now from New York City. Of course, he can't talk, so his younger brother Brian has agreed to speak for him. Mr. Banfi and Mr. Banfi, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Brett Banfi, why did you make, of all the things to bet about, why this?
One of the really major reasons for doing it was he wanted to raise money for charity, and, of course, he wanted to better himself by becoming a better listener. He says that he wants to follow through on a commitment, and he thought that this was the perfect forum to do it.
Now, is he typing his responses
he's
on
typing,
something?
So it's kind of, he's typing in it right now. He types in it and then turns it around and lets me read it.
And Brian Banfi, have you found over the past 6 months, I mean, since you're now essentially speaking his thoughts, has this changed the nature of your relationship with your brother?
No, he still beats me up.
He just can't boast about it now.
Me and Brett have always been real close, but I guess we really couldn't get any closer than we already were before.
And who is this benefiting? I know you're raising money.
It's benefiting the Head Start program. And actually, sad story, the company that was sponsoring Brett, $20 a day, dareforDollars.com, they went out of business.
Oh, my.
But we're presently trying to find a new sponsor. And he's still following through with the commitment.
And what about the bet you made the friend? That's still hanging, isn't it?
Basically, I think that she never believed that anything would have gone this far through. So the bet was really just something that started him thinking about it, and he's really doing it for himself.
Mr. Banfi, Brett Banfi, and then if you could chime in on this too, Brian, we would appreciate it. What have you learned from 6 months of being silent?
He says that this is a tough question. he wants you to ask his mom. Here she is. Hold on.
Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Banfi. Scott Simon here.
Hi, Scott.
First, is this the dream of a mother to have their teenage son just stop talking?
No, it's very, very difficult. You still communicate with your kids, but now instead of being able to pick up the phone, you're sitting and typing for 20 minutes trying to get a simple message across or to find out where he is. But it's still so outstanding. I mean, we're so proud of him that anything that makes it a little bit difficult is not a problem for us.
We were just asked your son what he's learned from being silent for 6 months, and he said, that's a tough question. Ask my mom.
Brett has learned to be quiet and listen to somebody else's point of view. However, the benefit that he gets from that also causes the biggest frustration, because while you're, say, even sitting and listening to a professor in class, there's something that's only appropriate for you to ask and say at that moment.
Yeah.
You've lost it when you've typed it an email 3 hours later.
Well, Mrs. Banfi, thank you very much for speaking with us. I'm wondering if you can put Brian back
I
on for a moment.
Can.
Thank
Hold
you,
on.
Ma'am.
What do you want me to say? He wants me to say something about his website, www.notspeaking.com. Have you heard of that?
I have not, no.
You haven't visited that?
No, I haven't.
Well, I think you should.
I guess I've been too busy at the Victoria's Secret site.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You've got 6 months to go. Does that seem like an awfully long time?
He says he can do it. He rocks. That's what he wrote. He wrote that in caps, so I had to say it.
Okay.
He says, but sticking to the commitment has been the hardest part. It's really crazy when you think about it.
Yes, well, that's why we're calling.
I thought you were calling to talk to me. What's the problem?
We are, too. Well, it's always nice to talk to a couple of brothers from Jersey. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
It's nice talking to you.
Brian Banfi speaking on behalf of his brother, Brett, who has vowed not to speak for a year and hasn't spoken for 6 months.